And joining us on the line right now is Ambassador John Bolton, former United Nations ambassador, good friend of this program. Good morning, Ambassador Bolton.
Good morning. Glad to be with you. Welcome to Washington, Mary.
Thank you so much, Ambassador. Great to be here.
Well, listen, I have so many things I want to talk to you about on the foreign policy front, but I want to get this thing out of the way very quickly so we can move on to it. Susan Rice, the former National Security Advisor, I've seen some things you've said that say you're very concerned about this whole idea of unmasking people who are captured from incidental and national security intercepts and making those public.
Well, for using the intelligence for political purposes.
Right.
And I mean, I've had some direct experience with this question. We used to call it de-minimizing, making unmasking the names. During my confirmation hearing, the Democrats got very upset because I've done the same thing. The difference is that you have to have a legitimate purpose to ask the NSA to tell you what the American citizen's name is so that you can better understand the intercept for proliferation purposes or whatever it is. If Susan Rice told the NSA she wanted these names revealed to her for national security purposes, but her real motive was political, and we'll find out more about that as this investigation goes on, I think she's got serious legal trouble. 18 U.S.C. Section 1001, false statements to the government of the United States, and her saying she wanted the names for national security purposes would be a false statement if she used it for political purposes. And then that just ties in directly with what happened to the names and the information later when they were leaked to the press, which is also a criminal violation. So people who are saying, this is perfectly normal, business as usual. I've been through it when the Democrats were so upset that what I did wasn't business as usual until they found out that Colin Powell's deputy, Rich Armitage, had actually asked for 10 times as many names to be unmasked as I did. If Susan Rice had a legitimate purpose, she ought to be able to show it. But if we find unmaskings in particular that don't meet that test, I think she's got serious trouble.
You know, Ambassador, I am a skeptic a lot of times. The glass is half full. I have seen too many people paraded before Congress. They plead the fifth. We find out nothing and they walk away with their government pension. Am I wrong in assuming she's going to follow the exact same path?
Well, I think that's the question now. Lindsey Graham and others, not just the Senate and House Intelligence Committees, are going to try and probe into this, and I wish them all the luck in the world. I would think if there are other people involved in sort of the transmission belt from unmasking the name to getting it to their favorite source in the Washington Post and the New York Times, these people ought to start thinking about their potential legal liability as well as part of a conspiracy, which is how I would charge it if I were a prosecutor. To use this information for political purposes. So they might want to start thinking about cutting their own deals with Congress, and that's what investigators ought to focus on. I have a real question whether anybody other than Congress can do this. I have no faith that under James Comey's leadership, the FBI is going to be straight with this one way or the other. So we've got a real problem here.
All right. I need to move on to foreign policy because there's so much on the plate right now. The president of the United States meets with the president of China, Xi Jinping, today down in Mar-a-Lago. A lot of stuff on the agenda to talk about. What do you think is the most important thing that they will tackle? North Korea?
I think North Korea is right at the top of the list. We've seen evidence repeatedly that the North is moving toward a sixth nuclear test. Our commander of U.S. forces, Korea, has estimated they're very close to perfecting a miniaturized device that can fit under the nose cone of an intercontinental ballistic missile to reach targets in the United States, some in the Pentagon say as early as next year. This is no fooling around time. And it's time to tell China that their schizophrenic approach to North Korea's nuclear weapons program is over. We've got to find a solution. I think the solution is the uniting of the two Koreas, effectively the elimination of the North Korean regime. That's going to take some talking with China. If they don't like that, they better know that we will not allow America to be vulnerable to a possible North Korean missile launch. Since Barack Obama gutted the Bush administration national missile defense program, we don't have very good options. This is a very unhappy place that we're in. I think because of on a bipartisan basis, 25 years of failed efforts to negotiate with North Korea, which never had any intention of giving up its nuclear program. So we're right down to very short strokes. And let me just add one other thing. whatever North Korea's capabilities are in terms of deliverable nuclear weapons, Iran is one day away for the right price directly to North Korea.
Now, do you, looking into your crystal ball, do you see President Xi open to this type of conversation with President Trump?
Well, I think it's got to be broached. There are writings in China from younger Chinese officials and scholars who understand what an ugly piece of baggage North Korea is. The Chinese obviously don't want American troops on the Yalu River, the border between Korea and China and a reunited Korea. Here's the good news. We don't want American troops on the Yalu River either. We want them at Pusan at the bottom of the peninsula so they can be redeployed elsewhere in Asia. There is a deal here between the United States and China for the reunification of the Korean Peninsula, but it's not going to be easy to get to. I wish we had started it 15 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Syria has very much been in the news, and the administration's message to Russia on this has been very powerful in the form of the person who now holds your old job, Nikki Haley at the UN.
Yeah, look, I think between the statements that have been made by Ambassador Haley and by President Trump yesterday in particular, where he said in his press conference with King Abdullah of Jordan that Syria has crossed many, many lines. I mean, nobody forgets Barack Obama's red line and his failure to enforce it. Remember that deal with Russia, who we trust so much, to eliminate all of Syria's chemical
mm-hmm,
weapons?
Right.
Really, what could go wrong with that deal, President Obama? So I think now it's in addition to this horrible action of using chemical weapons, now's the time to think strategically as well about the enormous gain in influence Russia made in the Middle East while President Obama was watching it happen. I think that a strike against the Syrian Air Force may well be in prospect, but let's not forget, we don't want to destroy Syria's Air Force only to have Russia's Air Force become the air wing for
the dominant force
Assad
in the
dictatorship. So I think we've got to go to the Russians and say, fuel up your planes, pack up your gear and your personnel, and fly out of that base back to Russia.
Are we painting ourselves into a corner, though, with the statements made by Susan Rice and President Trump?
Well, by Ambassador Haley. Look, I think
yes.
the president started from a very different point of view on Syria. He admitted that. He was very candid about it. He's seen what happened. I think, honestly, we got to be candid here. Some remarks by people in the administration, in this administration, implying they were relaxed about Assad staying in power, may have given him the
right.
feeling that he could use the weapons with impunity. President Trump has definitely corrected that, and now we'll see whether military action follows.
We got to leave it right there. Ambassador John Bolton, a great day to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Glad to be with you.